Welcome to Family Talk.
Welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and our host is psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson. And our listeners today may not be aware of this, but my dad always makes sure we pray in the studio before we start taping a new program.
And we did it just a minute
ago.
That's
right, we did.
And our guest, Dr. Jerry Kirk, who's a man that I absolutely love, is here with us and just prayed about this program and about this ministry. And I prayed for him and his ministry. And God has been very gracious to both of us through the years, hasn't he?
I'll say so, Jim.
I was thinking today that I think I met you in 1986. I believe I was on the Attorney General's Commission on Pornography, which was a terrible assignment, the worst of my life, I think. And I believe I was in Chicago. I can't remember. But you showed up. You were in the audience at every one of those venues when we went to a different city. And I have been appreciative of Dr. Kirk for a long time, as I said, because he is a prayer warrior, and there is nothing more important than dedicating the conversation that we're about to have to God. So what we do in this studio is meaningless unless it's all about Jesus Christ. All the other subjects, all the other concepts that we talk about, all the advice we give about parenting and marriage and other things, it really all comes back to that. It comes back to him. And that will be evident today. You have been here in Colorado kind of sequestered for a few months, and you've been working on a book that I'm very interested in. And it's about the prayer covenant. And that is, I suppose, a new concept to me in the way that you mean it. Talk about the prayer covenant. That goes for you all the way back to when you were a young man, doesn't it?
That's the truth. Actually, for 45 years, I've been entering into prayer covenants. And the title of the book is The Prayer Covenant. And the subtitle is Following Jesus Together. See, the reason why we have the bond that we have is we've been following Jesus together.
And that really is true.
Yeah. And when we came together, and it was in New York City, actually.
Was it New York?
It was in New York City. And Peb Jackson had called me the day before and said, hey, Dr. Dobson indicates that we've had hardly any preachers bear witness to the commission. Could you come tomorrow and bear witness?
You know, that's true, because we were out there struggling against Satan himself. I mean, there was evil all over that place. And to have you there praying for me and supporting me meant a lot. And, you know, I don't want this to sound self-serving, but you've been praying for me ever since, haven't you?
I've been through the years and daily for much of that time.
Well, tell us what the prayer covenant is all about.
Well, I was asked to give a report for the synod meeting in Pennsylvania because I was the chairman of my, you know, local group of 40 congregations. And I asked a business leader to come and bear testimony to that group of pastors and elders. And he accepted, and he shared with us the prayer covenant en route to Wilson College, where the meeting was taking place. And I said to him, Don Rayberg, I do not know a preacher in America that is impacting the lives of people more than you are, and you're the busiest layman I know. And he looked at me and he stuck out his chin as only Don Rayburg could and said, do you want to be that kind of preacher? I said, I would give anything to be that kind of a preacher. And he said, do you want to enter into a prayer covenant? I said, what's that? He said, it's simple. Two people decide to follow Jesus together. Luke 9:23 says, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And 2 Chronicles 15:12 says, "And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul." And he stuck out his chin and he said, "Do you want to follow Jesus that way?" I said, "I sure do." I don't know what I had been doing before that, but I can say without reservation, my ministry was transformed. 6 months later, I was called to the College Hill Presbyterian Church, and the fifth day, the middle-aged married couples were meeting, and Bob Sheck, 45-year-old executive with Procter & Gamble, was bearing witness as to how he came to know Christ, how he impacted the lives of other people in Procter & Gamble, and how now he was going to go to seminary and become a pastor. And I get up, and I wrestled with the Lord the whole time, and I gave a Presbyterian altar call. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's subtle. It is really subtle.
It's a little different than my tradition.
So what I did is I got up and I said, I want you to know I've experienced Jesus Christ the way Bob Sheck has. And I can tell that some of you want to talk about it. And if you do, 15 minutes after we break, come on back into the parlor. We'll talk about it. So we get back and there 16 people came back in the parlor. And all I did was to say to Lois Dunn on my left, what was it you wanted to talk about? And then we'll just go around the circle. And when we're done, we're done. Well, it took 2 hours to get around the circle. And I finally shared. I said, "Would you like to have me share with you what I believe God is doing among us?" Oh, yeah. They wanted to know the new shepherd, you know, the new pastor. I told them about I'd been in prayer covenants for about 3 months, where I recommitted my life to Jesus Christ at the beginning of every day, saying, "Jesus, be the Lord of my life." And I said, "I think that maybe God has brought us together to enter into a prayer covenant with one another." Well, they all wanted to do it. And I want you to know, in the next 8 months, over 700 people either gave their lives to Christ or recommitted their lives to Christ in this Presbyterian church.
I think what I'm most struck by, your secret after this many decades is prayer. If you could tell people one thing to change their life, this is it.
Yes. The key line in the whole prayer, "Jesus be the Lord of my life." Well, that line, it's the key line, but it's not the first line. The first line starts with grace. Commitment has to grow out of grace.
Well, let's start. Let's go through the prayer covenant. Let's start
with— I'd love to do that.
Okay. Give us that prayer.
Okay. We start with grace. "Dear Father, thank you for your grace that has made me one of your dearly loved children." You got to start there. Because I realize we all have damaged receiving mechanisms. Let me share with you that when I was a young person, I struggled with feelings of inadequacy. I didn't know all teenagers struggle with that.
Yeah. It's universal.
All people struggle with it.
Right.
It's interesting praying that every day. Thank you for loving me, making me one of your beloved children. It gives you a new sense of self-worth. The creator of all things loves me, cares about me.
Praise God.
And has forgiven me.
See, and that sin. And grace, see, I start every day with that first line. But the second line is, "By your grace, make knowing, loving, and obeying you my highest priority." And so the third line is empower. Here's where we added one word, empower me to love others the way you love me. If we know he loves us,
And that does take divine unction, doesn't it?
It does.
It's not easy to give and care about people like that.
And especially if they're unlovable.
Yeah.
The next line is, enable me to praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. It's really from Psalm 9, 1 and 2. Enable me, O Lord, to praise you with all my heart. I used to be told that prayer of commitment is a dangerous prayer. And it is. To ask Jesus to be Lord of our lives in new ways and change us.
What might he ask me to do?
That's right. So the next line, see, that line's worship.
Yeah.
And worship leads to commitment.
Yeah.
This brings us to the central line. Jesus, be Lord of my life today in new ways and change me any way you want. There was a multimillionaire in California who had given lavishly to Pure Hope.
Which is your anti-pornography organization and other things related to it.
Yeah, the call to sexual purity for the whole body of Christ and for our own lives is what we're really at. Yes. Pure Hope. So when I was wrestling with this particular line, I went to this friend in California, and I said, would you be willing to enter into a prayer covenant with me? And he said, Jerry, I don't know. He said, that one line, if I prayed that line, Jesus, be the Lord of my life today in new ways and change me any way you want, I'd be out of control. Mm-hmm. And I burst out laughing. I said, that's right. I said, that's the whole point of the prayer. And I said, I don't struggle with whether I can pray that one line. What I struggle with is, do I live out what I pray? But we pray the prayer because it's the set of the sail.
Yeah.
It's our heart. But the next line is so critical. If we're committed to living for Christ as Lord, then we're dependent on the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We can't do that in our own strength.
Yeah. Well, it's the Father in the Bible that said, I believe, help my unbelief.
Yeah. You know,
it's a scary prayer.
He's always asking me to do something I'm not comfortable with.
That's right.
That's the reality. So fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, I wrestled more with that chapter of the book than any of them. Because as a young preacher, it was my first year of being a pastor.
Mm.
And I was off with 115 college and high school students. And Dr. Carrie Wissiger came to the retreat to give the closing message. And it was on John 7, 37 to 39, on the last day of the feast, the great days, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The promise of Almighty God is rivers of living water. Isn't it amazing how hard some of us work for just a little trickle? And I went out under the stars and I said, Lord, I don't know what you need to do to change me, but whatever it is, I ask you for the rivers of living water. I pray whatever you need to do to change me so that you can do that. I pray you'll do that.
Did he visit you on that occasion?
I would say yes, but a Presbyterian finds it hard to say that he visited me. But what he did...
I got to work on you, Jerry.
What he did is change me. What he did is give me a vision that he was going to do it through me rather than me having to do it for him.
Jerry, and I don't mean to be embarrassing here about it, but do you not have occasions like I do when you're aware of the presence of God?
Oh, Jim, I've had so many experiences of that. And it's always been in relationship to some verse or verses of Scripture.
Well, the Scripture will do that to
you. It does. And the thing we want to say to every person listening to us, what are the verses of Scripture that have literally changed your life? Are you allowing the Word of God to build a foundation on which you can build your life, your marriage, your family, your vocation, your worship, your leadership in the body of Christ?
Mm-hmm. Mm. In fact, this prayer covenant is rooted in Scripture in 2 Chronicles
15:12. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of our fathers, with all their heart and all their soul. And so the prayer covenant is calling people flat out to follow Jesus. I have begun to believe we're going to have an awakening. I know
by
that's
we, you mean
America.
America.
Yeah.
Oh, we desperately need it, Jerry.
We do. We are being neglected because God's people have not been flat out. And they are not laying down their lives for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God, for the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's why I believe the prayer can be a catalyst, only one of many catalysts. But it can be a catalyst in the lives of millions of people in America.
Is this book on the prayer covenant your capstone?
I believe it is. I believe it is. I believe that it is time for God's people to go on the offensive in living for Christ, in having a Christ-centered life, in having His authority on a daily basis. That's why the prayer covenant, I believe, can be a catalyst. I believe it can explode this movement across the country.
And we so desperately need it. Oh. You know, everywhere I go, the people I talk to are discouraged. They're depressed. They really believe we're going down for the count.
Yeah.
And they see sin everywhere, and they see many churches that have abandoned the basics of our faith.
Yes.
And all of that is, it's like a cloud over Christian people. And we need to know that God has not forgotten us.
Absolutely.
And that He cares about us, and He is still beckoning and still inviting us to come into His presence and follow Him with a willing heart. That is my desire, and that's why I appreciate you coming and being with us, Jerry, because if there is anybody I know whose prayer life and covenant with God is valid, you are at the top of the list, and the Lord has blessed you. Mm-hmm. And it's been a blessing to me personally.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, buddy, because I'm strengthened every time we're together. And you see, when we pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that's the source of the rivers of living water. And then the next prayer, make me an instrument of your grace, your truth. You've been giving your whole life to that. Forgiveness, righteousness, and justice. If we're going to have an awakening, Christians are going to have to learn how to forgive each other and love each other the way Jesus has commanded. And when we begin to love each other, I was on the phone this morning with Coach McCartney. And he just believes from the depths of his heart that Christians need to become involved in serving Detroit and helping bring Detroit out of this chaos. And his passion, I'm so thankful I can be following Jesus together with him now. Jim, we've been doing that for years. We haven't had a whole lot of time together.
Is that what a covenant is?
Exactly. It doesn't mean you're in touch with each other all the time. It means you're following Jesus together, and from time to time, you check in to see how we're doing. And when we put righteousness and justice together, as the psalmist does on three different occasions, and Jesus clearly does, the next line is, use me today for your glory. Use me today for your glory and to invite others to follow Jesus Christ as Lord. I have the privilege every day of inviting people to follow Jesus as Lord. Here's the way I get into the conversation every day with numerous people. I spend about 75% of my time listening. Then I say, when the time seems right, would you like to know what God is doing in my life right now? I've never had anybody say no. And because I've listened so long, they are ready.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, you must have thousands of people that you've entered into the prayer covenant with through all these years. How do you keep up with that?
Well, I do it for 40 days. I do not pray the whole prayer over anybody anymore. I pray one of three lines generally. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Fill him with the power of your Spirit. Fill him with the presence of your Spirit. Or Jesus be the Lord of his life today in new ways. Or seal this prayer in his life today.
By the way, you always pray and close your prayer in Jesus' name.
You better believe it. And the theme there in the prayer covenant is authority.
Yep.
We have authority in Jesus' name.
That's right.
The reason I asked you to pray that prayer for a week before we had this conversation is because I know your heart. That prayer is your heart.
It is.
I confess to you, I don't believe this is just a radio program.
You said that to me on the telephone when we talked, that you felt that this was there was something different going on here, and I feel it too.
Yeah,
the Lord has visited us today, Jerry.
Amen.
Amen.
I do believe it.
Jerry, this interaction, this time together, has been extremely meaningful to me. I know a lot of people have been touched by what you had to say because, if we can simply get in touch with God, everything else falls into place. So thank you, Jerry, for your love for God and for Jesus Christ and what you've done through all these years. We haven't revealed it till this moment, but you're lovely wife, Patty, is sitting right over here about 10 feet away. She doesn't have a microphone, so she can't talk. But the two of you have stood for righteousness in culture and in families and in my life. And I appreciate it. And let's do it again.
Amen.
Okay. Definitely. I just love talking about prayer with you, Jerry, because you're an example of the great things God can do when we commit to prayer. And I also know prayer is a struggle for a lot of people. We get distracted or even bored. But if we stick to it, we really get the chance to see the power of God working in our lives. And if you'd like to ask Christ daily to be the Lord of your life, go online to theprayercovenant.org and download free copies of the complete Prayer Covenant. If you'd like to find out more about how the Prayer Covenant came to be and how it has changed countless lives, you can order a copy of Dr. Jerry Kirk's book, The Prayer Covenant, online at that same website. And we'll have links directly to all of that information from our website, drjamesdobson.org. And while you're on our website, don't forget that now is the time to get involved with Family Talk by giving financially during our matching program. A very generous friend of Family Talk has offered to match every donation given to Family Talk between now and the end of the year, dollar for dollar. If you've never partnered with us, now is the perfect time to start. And if you're a regular contributor, here's the chance to double your impact. You can give online at drjamesdobson.org, via the Family Talk app, on our Facebook page, or by calling us, 877-732-6825. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope today's broadcast inspired you to follow Jesus with the people around you. And make sure you tune in for the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
When you become a parent, you find out quickly that kids don't come with instruction manuals. But you'll be glad to know that now they do, or at least with an iPhone app, free from Family Talk. This app personalizes resources around where you are in life. Whether you're a mom, dad, or looking for encouragement in your marriage, this app is for you. The app is packed with parenting and marriage advice from the expert on such matters, Dr. James Dobson. The app also allows you to set reminders to help you keep connected to God and your family. Go to the Family Talk website at drjamesdobson.org/app to download your free customized Family Talk app today. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/app.